And welcome to Community Kitchen. We're going sweet today. I thought, you know, it's that time of year that you just want to have something that's a little bit nice. We don't talk a lot of sweets on this show. So today I thought I'd do a couple of cakes, with a little bit of a twist on them. And then a really good simple biscuit recipe. But first up, I thought we'd talk about coconut cake. And I think this is a really good one to put in the lunchbox because it sits really well. It stays nice and moist. Now, it's a half a cup of butter. You can use half a teaspoon of coconut essence if you have it. Otherwise, the coconut gives it a really good flavour anyway. A cup of caster sugar, 2 eggs, half a cup of desiccated coconut, 1.5 cups of self-raising and 300ml carton of sour cream and about 1/3 of a cup of coconut milk. Oven's heating to 180. That's not fan-forced. So you beat the butter, the essence and the sugar until light and fluffy. As I always say, it's worth the process. And if you are baking, just when you get up in the morning, just put the butter out on the bench or overnight so it's nice and soft. Add your eggs one at a time, so we're going for 2 eggs here, and then mix in your coconut and fold in the flour alternatively with sour cream and the flour, and ending with the flour, always the way in case the moisture it's a little bit too wet. And then you are putting in a paper-lined 23-centimetre round tin, or if you want, you can do it in a flat tray and just make small squares. And the reason is I'll tell you in a moment. Bake for about an hour and stand a while before turning out. Always do that. Take it out, put it on the rack in the tin, let it cool a little bit, then turn it out. Then when it's cold, you can either do it with a butter icing, which is fantastic, and just a little bit of passion fruit, or you can do it, there's so many different ways that you can use your icing, but I would be using about 1/3 of a cup of butter, about 1/4 of a cup of milk, about 1 tablespoon of vanilla, and about 3.5 cups of icing sugar. Beat the butter till it's really creamy, add the milk and the vanilla, and then put in the icing sugar. And if you like, with this coconut cake, it is fantastic with passion fruit because I notice there's a lot of passion fruit on my vines, and nothing is nicer than a cake, you know, when they had the sponge cake, but with vanilla, it's just delicious. This is something that'll go really well in the lunchbox. But for something that's a little bit of a treat, using this coconut cake to actually dip it in a chocolate icing, like you would make with Lamingtons, and then rolling in the desiccated coconut is just going to give it that real big hit. So to make that soft chocolate icing, and what I normally do is I usually make this in a dish and I put a tray underneath a baking tray or some sort of tray where you can let the icing dip through, because you're going to, when that cake is totally cooled, cut it into squares, small squares, and then dip it in this icing. It's about 3.5 cups of soft icing sugar. Make sure you sieve that if it's got a few lumps. About 1/4 of a cup of cocoa, tablespoon of butter, and 1/2 cup of boiling water. You want this to actually be running, but enough that you can gently dip this cake into the icing. Great thing for kids to do. And then have a plate out there of desiccated coconut. So you're rolling that beautiful coconut cake into the chocolate and then back into the desiccated coconut. Just as something a little bit different to the normal old butter cake that you use for Lamingtons. But it is really going to give that big taste of flavour, which will be excellent. I think icing is an interesting thing because there's so many different icings, but to get the that consistency is lovely. Another icing that I use, which is extra so simple, I just use an icing sugar, which I always put through a sifter if I'm going to do it this way, and use either lemon juice, lime juice, or orange juice. And that is fantastic on top of this this coconut cake because it really has a beautiful flavour. Now, another winner, and we do have a lot of bananas in this region, is a banana bread. And how easy is it? Half a cup of butter to about a cup of sugar. Brown, I think, gives it a real nice flavour. Couple of eggs, two eggs, two large bananas mashed, two cups of plain flour plus a teaspoon of bicarb, about a third of a cup of milk plus a teaspoon of lemon juice. You know that's going to make it into a buttermilk, so it's beautiful. Ditch the nuts if it's for the kids for school, but beautiful with chopped walnuts or pecans. And then you're heating the oven to about 180 degrees and you line a loaf tin with baking paper, beat the butter and sugar, add the eggs, add the mashed bananas, add the flour and milk mixture, and stir through the nuts if you're going to put in there, and bake for 60 minutes. And honestly, it's such a very, very simple cake. Good to eat, put it into muffin tins if you want to make little muffins. But with our beautiful fruit in abundance around here, it really is a beautiful winner. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a really nice beetroot brownie and a carrot cake with a little bit of a twist. And of course, you're with Annette on Community Kitchen on 101.5 FM. Welcome back to the Community Kitchen. We're going sweet today. A few little cakes and bickies and a few nice treats just to enjoy. I don't know whether you've had the pleasure of enjoying the orange cake where you actually boil the whole orange and then puree it. Well, this particular cake is based on that, but they're using a beetroot brownie. So they're actually cooking one orange and one beetroot, about the same size as the orange. And you're just going to slice the beetroot and put it into the saucepan, and you're going to top that with boiling water and just keep it covered. Cook for about an hour until the beetroot and the whole orange are soft. And, you know, it's the whole orange skin and oil, because you will want that really nice bit of a tart taste. And of course, beetroot's always beautiful. Line an 8-inch or 12-inch brownie tray with baking paper, and then I always do my pan lining before I start cooking, because you get a mess after a bit. And when the beetroot is cool enough to handle, you can just take the skin off, and then you're going to puree the beetroot in a food processor along with the orange. Let it cool down. And then you're going to add 200 grams of butter and 200 grams of melted chocolate, three eggs. Sorry, I should have mentioned to you to put the beetroot into the bowl. Then add your 200 grams of melted butter, your 200 grams of melted chocolate, three eggs, a cup of caster sugar, some vanilla, two cups of almond meal, and a half a cup of plain flour, and a half a cup of unsweetened cocoa powder. You can put walnuts in it. I do love walnuts in a brownie. And a teaspoon of baking paper, a little bit of salt in there too, just to lift that up. And then you pour that brownie mixture into the tray, and you are going to bake for 40 to 45 minutes. It'll be fudgy and will still feel moist on the top. What I find with any of the brownies I cook, it'll get a little bit of a sheen on it, but you must let it sit for a while, because you want to put the skewer in to test that, yes, it's cooked. You don't want that sort of coating and in a sauce, but it will pull away and you'll notice it'll leave it clean. Sorry, the skewer will be clean. And then you are actually going to cut into small slices for lunchbox or snacking, or put in the freezer, or have it warm with ice cream for dessert and keep a little bit for the lunchbox. Absolutely delicious. And of course, you're feeling really great because you had some beetroot, some orange, chocolate, which is good for you. The almond meal, which is fantastic, won't be able to take it to school, but you could take it in your lunchbox to your work, which would be even nicer. Now, a carrot cake with a little bit of a difference. You're going to have two carrots peeled, some ginger, once again, walnuts. It's your – I love to have walnuts in a carrot cake, but if you're doing it for lunches, you can't. You've got – if you do, you'd need about 150 grams of walnuts, about 200 grams of brown sugar, half a cup of olive oil, 4 eggs, some vanilla. Now, this is where we start to play with a few flavors. You're going to put a teaspoon of ground cumin, about half a teaspoon of cinnamon, which is always beautiful, with the carrot cake, 2 cups of all-purpose flour, about 1.5 tablespoons of baking powder, and a teaspoon of baking soda. In a bowl, you've grated the carrots, and grate the ginger. Chop up the walnuts if you're going to put them in. In a bowl, mix together the sugar, the olive oil, and it'll be a thick brown paste, of course. Whisk in the eggs one at a time. Make sure it's incorporated well. Add the carrot mixture, the vanilla, the cumin, the cinnamon, and stir to combine well. Sift in your flour, your salt, your baking powder, and bicarb. And pour into a loaf tin and bake for about 45 to 50 minutes. Now, you can leave it at that, or you can, of course, add the beautiful cream cheese dressing. So use about 500 grams of cream cheese, about 120 grams of butter, about 1.25 cups of soft icing sugar, and the zest of an orange. And I would be putting that through, grating that through their mixture, just so the taste is fantastic. And that is just such a nice, it's gluten-free, number one, but it really is fantastic. When I say gluten-free, you just alter your flours around, but just your regular plain flour, take that to a gluten with the almond meal. Beautiful, simple, but delicious cakes using some nice veggies that you've got from your garden. And you're with Annette, and we're talking sweets on Community Kitchen. And welcome back to Community Kitchen. Let's talk biscuits. I think it's nothing better than a really good biscuit. I remember when I was a kid, I used to just absolutely love the Spanish peanuts with the skin on them. And Mum would make these really great biscuits with a little bit of cocoa, and the nuts become nice and toasty and delicious. But I'm not talking them today, but I am talking almond biscuits and a really nice, simple vanilla biscuit. Almond biscuits, you can use hazelnut meal and add coarsely chopped hazelnuts, 125 grams of butter, 1/4 cup of caster sugar, a 1/4 cup of almond meal and some almonds for decoration, and 1 cup of self-raising. Now, all you're doing is preheating the oven to 200, line your baking trays, beat the butter and sugar until soft, stir in the almond meal and the self-raising, and just roll them into even size balls. When I'm doing something like that, just use an ice cream scoop. And sometimes when you're out and you can sometimes find those little gelato scoops, they're perfect for biscuits. And place them on the baking tray. Press each ball evenly with a fork and just put some flaked almonds on there. Bake for 10 minutes. Absolutely delicious. You want to make them a bit fancy, you can dip one side in a little bit of chocolate. You can join them together with some really nice chocolate icing, whipped icing like the vanilla I talked about before. But you can put a little bit of grated chocolate in there or melted chocolate. And the vanilla biscuits, these are a little bit like a shortbread, which I always think are fantastic. 3/4 cup of butter, 1 cup of icing sugar, 1/3 for the biscuit dough, and about 2/3 for dusting when baked. Some vanilla extract, 1.5 tablespoons of milk, and 1 3/4 cup of plain flour, and 2 tablespoons of corn flour. That just gives that little bit of extra crisp. A lot of people I know, they use the more of the icing sugar, and it gives a nice flavour too. So preheat oven, we're going to a slow oven, 160. Line your baking trays, beat the butter, the icing sugar, 1/3 cup, and the vanilla until fluffy. Add the milk, stir well, then add the flours. The mixture will be quite soft, so you're going to roll that in baking paper or plastic and chill that for about 30 minutes, then cut off to rounds, and you can bake for 10 minutes. remove from the oven, rest for about 5, and dust generously with remaining icing sugar. When I had more time and I was baking a lot more, I would make double, triple this, and I would do different combinations because it is such a nice, easy recipe. And you can do it with the almond biscuits too, rather than buying the rolls of dough that you can buy in the supermarkets. If you're making one round of biscuits, make 2 or 3, because all you've got to do is take that out of the freezer, let it sit for a little while, just cut it in circles. And while you're cooking or letting the oven slow down, especially with this 160, let the oven go down to a lower temperature, bake some biscuits at night. But you can just put the rolls into the freezer and they work so well and they're so delicious and they're really fast. And I found that was something that I really enjoyed doing, was marking them up and doing a few different rounds. But with the vanilla biscuits, sometimes I'd use different combinations. Sometimes I would use just the sugar and some grated lemon rind and cook them like the shortbread. I would put some almond flakes on some. I would just try all different combinations and they were just delicious. So I hope I've inspired you. Try a few different baking. Enjoy your cooking. And of course, I'll be with you next week for more inspiration for your family table. Thanks for joining me on Community Kitchen on 101.5 FM.